All right, so this is the hysterical Thanksgiving questionnaire. The first question is, what is something non-sexual that you're thankful for this year? I would say, well, this year's been a bit rough for me and my family and everything, but I'm thankful for the people in my life, I guess. My family and the new people I've met this year and everyone. What is something sexual that you're thankful for this year? An experience, ability, attribute, etc. I guess. Well. Something sexual that I'm thankful for. What a question. That's the dog. I guess it's more along the lines of I don't know if this counts, but thankful that I've kind of been more honest sexually with myself, if that makes sense. I hope it does. What is your favorite Thanksgiving tradition, favorite Thanksgiving food? So my family, normally all we do is get together. Well, my mom's side of the family gets together, and my dad's side of the family gets together, but normally, like, growing up, my dad's side of the family had it on the weekend, and my mom's side of the family had it on Thanksgiving Day. This year, they had it on the same day, today. Yeah, that was great. But, so normally I just get with family and we eat. So, yeah. I have two Thanksgiving dinners normally a year. My favorite Thanksgiving food, oh, on my mom's side, it's a, like, stuffing or dressing recipe. It's like from my grandmother's, like, mother or aunt or somebody, I don't know, but it's really good. And I just generally like pumpkin pie and mashed potatoes. Because, like, I don't know why, but, like, however people make them during Thanksgiving is just delicious. Like, the homemade mashed potatoes. I'm not huge on turkey, so. Oh, I forgot to say, but, to be answered, well, cheering yourself, of course. So. Okay. Yeah, definitely cheering myself. What will you be wearing to Thanksgiving dinner this year? So, today I wore leggings and a loose t-shirt and a loose sweater over that. And it's cold here, so I brought, of course, a coat, and I just wore, like, some shoes. Will you be wearing underneath what you're wearing to Thanksgiving dinner this year? Sorry, I was rubbing and I just pulled on my clit a little and okay, I gotta stop that for a moment. This is number 5. Well, will you be wearing underneath what you're wearing to Thanksgiving? Well, I wore these, black panties that have, a lace detail along the, waist in the front, and it's, a rather thick band of lace as well, and it has some around the... around the other leg openings part too, or just I don't know if that sentence just made sense. Fuck, my phone fell asleep, screen fell asleep 1 minute. I wore just a thin, it was a bra. So in true fashion to myself, I'm probably going to narrate more than asked for in this questionnaire. I was just shallowly fingering myself, and just a little bit deeper right now. Okay, stop. Okay, I just teeny bit squirted, and so my bra. I wore, it's kind of a sports bra, but it doesn't have any padding, and so it's ended up being super thin, probably too thin, because I ended up getting a bit cold, and at one point I had my sweater off, and then I got cold, and so you could definitely see my nipples poking through. Because they're pretty sensitive and it was cold. God, really cold. First it was too hot and then it was too cold. I'm going to see my other family during the weekend. I don't know what I am planning to wear. I don't plan that far ahead. Six, what's the most awkward drunk uncle spouting crazy political opinions Thanksgiving dinner experience you've had? Well, neither side of my family are really political, but I have quite a few aunt and uncles on my dad's side of the family. That's my larger side of the family. And yeah, so my aunt and uncles, yeah, they're all really pretty opinionated, and that side of my family is pretty drama-filled. and they all are, opinionated and stuff, so, it can really go back and forth, and I don't know if I would say they're awkward, but like when one of them is convinced that they're super right about something, but they're obviously like they're not, it can be pretty funny. And I actually didn't go to Thanksgiving last year for that sort of family. It's been a couple of years, so I don't really have any example that I can remember. Honestly, I find that side of the family to be more awkward. So, is this questionnaire the sexiest thing you've ever done connected to Thanksgiving? No? Well, then tell us what was. That's the last question. I'm not sure. I'm going to give a tentative yes, but I'm guessing there's probably been some Thanksgiving dinners where I've been horny and I just like go off to the bathroom and maybe tease my pussy or something. I don't know. Does that even count? Because knowing myself, I've definitely done that. but I've never, like, had a, sexy thing, let's say, go on with somebody else during a Thanksgiving dinner. So, like, because I've never brought any boyfriends to Thanksgiving dinner. I've not. I don't know. That's just never happened. So, I really hope this is picking up me playing with my pussy. you can also add and answer any additional questions that come to mind. Oh, you shouldn't say that to me. I'm like an indecisive person. And my thinking kind of goes out the window. I should have thought of something ahead of time. Well, to save you from my room. To save you from my rambling, I'm just gonna say that I don't have any further questions to add. So I think I'm going to end this now before it gets too much longer. Yeah.